sat with Marcus Madison on the right side. Swings in a good cross, looking for Godden. It's gone beyond him. Caddis puts it behind for a corner. That was a dangerous ball in from Madison. He can do that. And he's pushed behind by the City defenders. And it will be a corner to Peterborough. They've taken it short, City. They've worked it back to Payne. Need to get it in the box here after all that. Here's Payne. Does swing a decent ball in. Header comes in at the goalkeeper, though, from Kelvin Miller. Got his head on it. Couldn't direct it either side of the goalkeeper. Straight at Aaron Chapman. First chance of the game for City. Chapman belts it downfield for Peterborough. Suddenly there's two against two there on the edge of the box. And Miller hesitates. Chance for Tony. Oh, great save from O'Donnell. That looked like it was going to be the first goal of the game. But suddenly City, from a long punt downfield from the goalkeeper, it was two against two. That was far too easy. Nodded into Tony. Caught it on the volley. But a good save from O'Donnell, diving to his left, and it's still 0-0. Payne surely is going to whip this in left-footed, isn't he? Caddis actually moves away from it. Payne whips it in. It's a poor one. It's straight at the first man. Comes to Caddis, who hits it. Blocked by Peterborough defence. They might have the breakout here. Carl Henry has to be careful. He almost hauled Ward back down there. Here's Dembele on the break. Now Madison on the left side. Early ball in. Tony's completely free inside the box, and he hits the shot, and that's in the back of the net.
Well.
And from a City free kick on the corner of the penalty area, Peterborough United have broken the whole length of the field, and Ivan Tony has found the back of the net. There's City season in a nutshell right there. It's Peterborough United 1, City 0. In lots of space is the winger. Here's Madison on the other side, of course, causing problems. He's up towards the edge of the area, plays it in. Here's a chance for him. Tony on the back post, but it just drifts across the goal. And actually, Caddis was there to shield it behind, actually, for a goal kick. And they try and work it for Dembele. He might be through here for Peterborough. Chickson's across. Dembele hits the shot, and he finds the corner of the net off the post. And into the goal it goes, and Dembele, who's been one of the stars for Peterborough in this first half, has a goal, and it's a long, long way back for the Bantams here at London Road this afternoon. They trail right on the stroke of half-time by 2-0. Woodyard gets the better of him, finds Dembele left side. Dembele into the box, twisting and turning past Caddis onto his right foot, back onto his left, leaves a City player on his backside. O'Connor hits it wide. He's in a threat all afternoon, hasn't he?
Yes.
Siriki Dembele, decent from Chickson and Meller. Meller's well forward here, thinking about a shot. He goes for it.
Goal!
Oh, what a goal! From Kelvin Meller. And City have a lifeline in this FA Cup tie out of absolutely nothing. He's thundered it into the top corner from 25 yards with his right foot. It was a rocket. City have a lifeline. It's Peterborough 2, City 1. Bryan plays it in, up towards the edge of the area. A little knockdown from Brunker. Comes here to Colville, he hits it.
Yes!
Right in! It's in! It's in! The Bantams are level!
Oh.
Can you believe it? Colville with the strike. It takes a wicked deflection, which beats the keeper all end up. And City might have earned a replay here. From 2-0 down, they have the leveller. It is 2-2 at London Road. And that is the final whistle.
Fantastic.
And tell you what, David Hopkin punches the air, and rightly so. The Bantams have fought back here. Two down with 6 minutes to go. And they have got a replay. They've drawn again here at Peterborough.